KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's take a look at high school sports last night first. In a few wrestling meets last night at Denison, it was Trainer over Audubon 54-26. Denison downing Audubon 51-24. Storm Lake beat Trainer 55-15, and Storm Lake over Denison 60-18. At East Mills High School, Shenandoah won all three of their matches, winning over East Mills 45-18. Shenandoah beat Southwest Iowa 36-30, and Shenandoah over Rockport, Missouri 42-18. East Mills beat Southwest Iowa 42-12. East Mills over Rockport 42-24, and Southwest Iowa beat Rockport 30-24. In wrestling last night. In girls high school basketball, the Atlantic team started the game well Tuesday night against Harlan, but a second quarter drought would put the game out of reach as Harlan took the win 63-39. It was 14-11 in favor of Harlan at the end of the first quarter. Cyclones would then outscore Atlantic 18-2 in the second quarter, and that blew the game open. Atlantic head coach Kelly Jewell said the second quarter has been a problem for Atlantic ever since the holiday break. He thought they responded well at the end of the first quarter to a run, so their lack of response in the second was perplexing. He said he was proud of the way the girls fought at the end of the game, so he's hoping that can carry into the next few games. Harlan was led by a big night from Nicole Lang, who dropped in 19 of her 25 total points in the first half. Macy Linen had 13 for the Cyclones. Atlantic got 11 points from Bailey Newell and 9 from Alyssa Ginther as they fall to 2-15 on the season. Elsewhere in Hawkeye 10 conference play last night, it was Red Oak over Shenandoah 63-34. Glenwood beat Creston 55-45. Denison needed overtime to down Sergeant Bluff Luton 58-57, while Thomas Jefferson beat St. Albert 56-46. In Western Iowa Conference girls play, Morgan Ekman had 12 points to lead AHSTW over Griswold 65-35. Underwood Town to Audubon 70-30. IKM Manning over Tri-Center 73-22. Connor Sudman had 23 points, leading Trainers overtime win 60-54 over Logan Magnolia, and Missouri Valley edged Riverside 53-50. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Cam a winner over Woodbine 71-28. Bowyer Valley beat Peyton Sherdan 48-45. Arweva over Glidden Ralston 45-44. Coon Rapids Bayard topping West Harrison 53-33. In the Corner Conference, Essex over East Mills 37-27. Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian 55-15. Sydney over Stanton 62-31. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beats Bedford 62-24. Southwest Valley over East Union 70-41, while Mount Air beat Lenox 71-60 last night in girls' hoops. In boys basketball last night, Atlantic ran off a big lead early as they defeated Harlan 70-62 in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys play. Atlantic was up 56-35 after three quarters. Harlan tried to make a run in the fourth, but were just too far behind. Atlantic had five players finish in double figures last night. Austin Alexander led the way with 18 points, while Scott Leonard and Chase Mullenix each had 14 to help lead Atlantic. Also in the Hawkeye 10 last night, Shenandoah beat Red Oak 74-59, Glenwood over Creston 87-68, Lewis Central topping Sioux City North 73-59, Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Denison 68-64, and St. Albert over Thomas Jefferson 51-41. In the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW got 15 points from Jake Martin and 12 points and 11 rebounds from R.J. Harris as the Vikings beat Griswold 79-24. Blake Hall had a double-double with 16 points and 10 rebounds for Underwood, leading the Eagles 61-47 win over Audubon. Marcus Olsen had a game-high 19 for the Wheelers. IKM Manning beat Tri-Center 51-41. Trainer over Logan Magnolia 67-39. Missouri Valley beat Riverside 53-47. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam over Woodbine 73-45. Bowyer Valley beat Peyton Sherdan 75-45. Arweva over Glidden Ralston 60-42. Coon Rapids Bayard beat West Harrison 66-44. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Spencer Thompson had 16 points to lead Nottoway Valley to a 73-70 win over Bedford. Southwest Valley beat East Union 79-26. Mount Air over Lenox 79-41. From the Corner Conference, it was Stanton over Sydney 76-65. Drake Johnson had 27 for the Vikings. East Mills beat Essex 65-25, and Fremont Mills over Heartland Christian 68-39 in boys' hoops last night. In college men's basketball, Jordan Bohannon scored 20 points and added 10 assists as Iowa beat Minnesota 94-80. Bohannon had help in the guard court as Isaiah Moss chipped in with 16 points, and that pleased Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey.
When he's playing like that, we're a different team. And the great thing was he got his second foul and sat for a while. So coming out in the second half playing the way he did, I'm really proud of him, and I told him that.
Hawkeyes took control to start the second half and scored 57 points after halftime as they improved to 3-8 in the Big Ten.
It was great. The crowd was into it, and they were into it the whole game. And that's fun to see. And we really appreciate it. Jumping out 11-1 is always a good way to start.
Minnesota is now 3-8 in the Big Ten. The Hawkeyes go to Penn State on Saturday. Aaron Cook scored 18 points, including 5 in a game-ending 11-0 run as Southern Illinois rallied for a 78-67 victory over Drake last night. Reed Timmer's layup with 4:19 left to play pulled Drake into a 67-all tie, but Armin Fletcher hit a pair of free throws with 3:09 left, and Cook had back-to-back layups to carry the Salukis to their fourth straight win. Timmer topped Drake with 22 points. Elsewhere in top 25 college basketball, 6th-rated Xavier beat St. John's 73-68. 11th-ranked Auburn over Mississippi 79-70. Number 12 Oklahoma beat Baylor 98-96. 17th-ranked Ohio State over Indiana 71-56. 20th-ranked Clemson beat number 19 North Carolina 82-78. Number 21, Kentucky, a winner over Vanderbilt in overtime, 83-81. 22nd-ranked Rhode Island beat UMass, 85-83. And Georgia upset number 23, Florida, 72-60. Jordan Moore scored 25 points and grabbed 6 rebounds. And number 22, TCU, beat Iowa State 75-52 last night for their 7th straight victory as the Horned Frogs went into the locker room on a 7-0 run for a 43-29 lead. And Iowa State didn't score for the final 3:40. Bridget Carlton had 12 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists to help lead the way for Iowa State. Emily Durr had 21 points for the Cyclones. Well, New England Patriots star tight end Rob Gronkowski says he expects to play in Sunday's Super Bowl against the Philadelphia Eagles. Gronkowski has been in the league's concussion protocol after taking a hit from Jacksonville's Barry Church in the AFC Championship game. He made his first public appearance Tuesday night while playing former teammate and current Eagles running back LeGarrette Blount in a game of Madden 18 at the Mall of America. Gronkowski said he's still in the concussion protocol and would leave his status up to the doctors. Two people with direct knowledge of the trade tell the Associated Press that the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to trade quarterback Alex Smith to the Washington Redskins. Those people spoke to the AP on the condition of anonymity because the move can't be completed until the start of the new league year in March. One person says the Redskins have agreed to a 4-year extension with Smith. And Larry Nassar, the sports doctor accused of sexually assaulting more than 150 women and girls, will be confronted again this week by scores of victims as he faces another prison sentence for molesting gymnasts, this time at an elite Michigan club run by an Olympic coach. Judge Janice Cunningham has set aside several days for roughly 60 people who want to confront Nassar or have their statements read in court. That event could unfold much the same as a hearing last week in another county that ended with Nassar getting sentenced to 40 to 175 years in prison. What a different judge described as signing the doctor's death warrant. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.